To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Everybody, welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 19th of May, 2022. Got the best technology news has been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Hey, iTunes. Yeah, remember that thing? Something we don't really talk about much nowadays, it seems. But if you're on Windows, guess what? You've got an update, and it all has to do with security fixes. Yeah, Apple released iTunes 12.12.4 update for Windows users, addressing a whole bunch of vulnerabilities within that software on that platform. What it includes is fixes for Apple's graphic control, image I.O., mobile device service, WebKit, and a whole lot more. One thing it doesn't say, however, though, what exploits Apple actually found in the wild. Unfortunately, though, that's all you're going to get with iTunes 12.12.4 for Windows. Yeah, it's only under-the-hood improvements for the time being. Hey, looky there, Amazon's got a new tablet. Didn't really see that one coming. Kind of wondering why. Nonetheless, though, at least this one's got something the others didn't. USB-C. Yes, for the first time in 3 years, here comes the Fire 7 tablet. Now, like I said, the updated tablet has the USB-C charging feature, supposedly has better battery life, and much faster performance. Pretty much everything you'd expect. Except maybe that USB-C. That was nice. One thing that isn't nice, though, even though it's a budget tablet, yeah, it's gone up. Pretty much like everything else in the world. Though it's only went up $10. $49 before, now it's $59.99. But with a $10 increase, gets you 30% faster speed, 2 gigabytes of RAM instead of that 1 gigabyte, and that battery life, at least according to Amazon, 40% longer. So you should get about 10 hours of browsing or video watching, give or take. Now with all this extra, what's missing? Well, that would be colors. The new Fire 7 will only come in 3 colors this time around. Black, denim, yes, denim, and rose. So those of you hoping for green, well, not this time around. And finally, this is pretty much for all of our listeners and, shall we say, residents of Illinois and USA. Facebook might be about to send you a check, totaling to the amount of $397. Why, you ask? Well, that's because the social media giant has agreed to settle a lawsuit because of its facial recognition. Yeah, more than 1 million people in Illinois should be getting a check in the mail pretty soon because that legal battle over the platform's, and now since retired, photo tagging system has been resolved. Took a while, though. 7 years, in fact. Yeah, believe it or not, this thing stretches back all the way to 2015. In the end, however, though, at least the courts of Illinois said that Facebook did indeed break state privacy law by collecting biometric data without informing users first. I'm sure there's a lot of people in Europe right now going, yeah, we already know about that. They're also probably asking, where's our check? All in all, though, the agreed final settlement totaled $650 million, and almost 1.6 million Illinois residents were actually included in the settlement. Now, the bigger question is, one has to wonder, is that what our privacy is worth now? $397. Yeah, I don't feel that way either. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com and britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. That's where you can support the new show to help us stay alive. Yes, it is with your kind contributions each and every month is the reason why we can keep the show going. So if you love what we do for literally as little as $5 a month, you could help keep the new show on the air. Also, check us out, of course, on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and the Slack room with the BTN community. Come on over and join the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your Friday edition. Tomorrow we'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to be going on, but until then, have yourself a great Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.